This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hey, Brad.
Well, the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision has thrown the question of abortion rights from the federal to the state level, and even local municipalities are grappling with the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Our newsroom took a close look at some actions that are before Allentown City Council.
That's right, Brad. Councilman Josh Siegel has introduced four measures, all designed to maintain or address abortion rights in Allentown. But it's not at all clear that City Council can actually do that. And this is something that we're also seeing across the country as local municipalities are trying to do something around these issues. Among the measures here in Allentown is one saying that Allentown police would not prioritize the enforcement of abortion-related crimes, for example. Now, some municipalities have had success with this approach when it comes to creating sanctuary cities and enforcing federal law around immigration issues. So that's kind of the model. Mm-hmm. And there is some support for the measures on City Council, but it's not unanimous, despite the fact that City Council is all members of the Democratic Party. Any action that's going to happen there has been deferred until later this month. And we should note that Siegel's running for state legislature. And so, in part, he may be trying to draw attention to his position when it comes to abortion rights for that race.
Well, we have to mention Music Fest, which wraps up in Bethlehem this weekend.
Music Fest is hard to miss, I know, especially for you and me who both live in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. ArtsQuest calls it the biggest free music festival in the nation, and it certainly looks that way on the streets of Bethlehem. It opened this year in a heat wave, but good news, temperatures will be quite a bit milder during the closing days this weekend.
There's a big difference between highs in the 80s and highs in the 90s.
You're not kidding about that. So our reporter Jay Bradley went out when the highs were in the 90s to talk to visitors about the ubiquitous big plastic mugs that have come to symbolize Music Fest. Organizers say they'll sell about 40,000 of them this year alone. And folks can get them refilled at festival stands and local bars and restaurants. And you can look to our website for a web-only story on the best deals for a refill. That's from the newest reporter to join our team here, Brad, Ryan Neller.
You know, they change every year, so there's sort of bragging rights in having your Music Fest mug from years past. Our science reporter this week, Megan Frank, did a story about an insect, and for a change, it wasn't about an invasive pest like the spotted lanternfly. It was about one of my favorite insects, the monarch butterfly.
So, yes, it's about beautiful monarch butterflies, but not great news. An international conservation group called the IUCN has added some monarch butterflies to its endangered species list last month. And since the butterfly's migratory, it does pass through vast portions of North America, including the Lehigh Valley. Megan spoke with Andy Fedor, who helps manage about 50 acres of butterfly-friendly habitat at Jacobsburg State Park in Nazareth.
If you don't have milkweed, you won't have the monarchs. And once they have completed their life cycle in the caterpillar stage, they need to have a variety of nectaring plants.
It's really special that valley residents can help an internationally endangered species, since it literally passes through our own backyards every year. Unlike any other butterfly in the world, it overwinters in Mexico. So the ones that fly through the valley literally will spend the winter about 2,000 miles away.
And at least some will stop along the way in Nazareth.
Well, thanks for joining us, Jen.
Thank you, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.